This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got much to cover. I wanted to let you know, for a heads up, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just that simple. Now, friends, I know that there's many people out there today that want to talk about this Equality Act. There's nothing equal about it. Matter of fact, what I'd like to do is ask you the question, equality according to what? Equality in making reference to what? I mean, in every circumstance, in everything that we do on a daily basis, there's right and wrong. We either acted rightly before a just and a holy God, or we acted in a wrong way in every step that we take. You know, I've heard it said before, act right and you are right. That's exactly right. So when I make reference to saying that I'm acting right, according to whose standard? To the living God standard. Because we're based on the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. And if we're based on the Mosaic Institution called common law in the United States of America, then we know equality makes reference to the right and wrong found in God's moral law, His Torah. Take the time. Check out Deuteronomy 25:1, we're to condemn the wicked and we're to justify the righteous. Well, the question that I lay to your candor is, who are the righteous? And who are we to condemn when we talk about the wicked? Again, God tells us that. Our Creator tells us that. And that's what we always make reference to as God's moral law. Now, with that said, I want you to highlight with me, if you would, the Equality Act. I want you to understand that it's a religious liberty wrecking bill. And I also want you to know that they are trying to and attempting to criminalize anybody that speaks lawfully concerning the groups that they mean to protect against the masses. Okay? Listen, all crime is motivated by hate. Okay? Just so we know that. And I know that this Equality Act is being pushed through on the behalf of the said sodomite community, less than 1.7% of the population, who, by the way, claims that they are bullies, or they're being bullied, okay? They're the victims, and the fact of the matter is, friends, when we come to it, we need to understand what they're victims of. They're victims of the law, because if you remember rightly, it was actually none other than Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN. And he's the one that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Friends, they are not holding the shield protecting themselves. They have the spear attacking those that refuse to agree to their lifestyle, to submit to their lifestyle. Well, they have those that are on board in government now. These said representatives that want to create something called the Equality Act. And what they don't realize, nor do the homosexuals that are being used as a political battering ram again, at the end of the day, you can rest assured the Muslims are going to jump on the same bandwagon that they have methodically every step of the way that the gays have used. Okay? And they've already got these things enacted in the state of Minnesota, where they're trying to create Islamophobia. You cannot speak out against Islam. Okay? And it, again, further solidifies the point that they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And they're using the homosexuals now to do the conquering. But the, what the Muslims don't realize is they're being used as a political battering ram as well to further forge the chains that their tyrants are wielding upon themselves. Okay, that's just how it is. The end of sin is death every single time. You cannot do what God condemns and prosper. Sinners never prosper. You've heard this before. It's a fact. Okay? Now, this Equality Act, again, is aimed at Christians. Anybody that speaks out against the crimes of the Sodomite communities. Speaks out against the crimes of those that are coming into the United States of America. Again, not to assimilate. They're subversive towards American government, just like the Sodomites are, that mean to conquer you. Nancy Pelosi, again, everybody, just they laugh at Nancy all day long and others. But the fact of the matter is they're not being laughed at, America. You're the ones that are being laughed at by them. But next week, rep for special interest groups, Nancy Pelosi, and the democratically controlled Congress, remember when the Republicans were in power, they did absolutely nothing, right? But again, it just shows you that they're working together to further solidify the forging of your chains together. Okay, they're in it together. But this democratically, we're told, controlled Congress will be voting on the Equality Act, H.R. 5, designed to wield a wrecking ball to religious liberty. It's aimed at Christians. The bill has nothing to do with equality, but everything to do with punishing Christian religious liberties. And keep in mind, this is happening under Donald Trump. Also keep in mind that Donald Trump is leading up the LGBT parade. He's also working to help decriminalize anybody that condemns this lifestyle. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, because what they're doing is they're making criminals out of law abiders. And I'm going to lay a question to you that needs to be asked. Why is it illegal? Because in every state in our union, sodomy, homosexuality, is a felony in every state of our union. Just so you know, okay? And here you have Donald Trump at the same time that their alleged arch enemies, the Democratic Party, is pushing an Equality Act. What is Donald doing? What is he doing? He's doing the same thing. There's no difference, friends. But again, this is designed to wield a wrecking ball to Christians, the religious Christians in America, those that practice their faith. And again, this bill has nothing to do with equality, but everything to do with punishing those that dare speak out against their crimes. The Equality Act would expand the definition of the word sex in the Civil Rights Act. Also keep in mind, William Blackstone rightly said, friends, listen carefully, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Does God condemn sodomy? Yes, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Okay? But again, they're selling the bill as the Equality Act, which would expand the definition of the word sex in Civil Rights Act of 1964 to include gender identity and sexual orientation as legally protected classes. In other words, when you now stand up against their crimes committed, friends, against you, your children, and the such, well, they're going to be legally protected. Friends, you're, no matter what you do in retaliation, now you become the criminal for calling out their crimes. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean one, as well, friends, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. A brand new video will be going up today to add to the hundreds and hundreds that we have now posted. And again, we believe that you're going to appreciate the information given unto you, which addresses the issues. We show you, yes, the problems that we have, but we also show you the lawful answers based on the Bible and the Constitution, because they are allied one with another. Both sides of the same coin in so many different ways. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, out in Alaska, we thank you for KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM Fairbanks. We thank you for your trust. We now have 111 affiliates across the United States of America as well. We are broadcasting into 53 countries. KFAR 660 AM 97.5 FM in Fairbanks, Alaska. Again, we thank you for your trust. Talking about making criminals out of law abiders, why is it illegal? I'm going to answer that question in just a moment. We're talking right now about what's being sold to you by those that you would call the left, friends. The Equality Bill, S-788. And I'm highlighting right now what American Family Association is bringing forth through a massive fleece across the United States, warning the American people of those that are attempting to implement that which is unconstitutional. Like I asked you yesterday, I'm going to ask you the question again today, America. Where did Nancy Pelosi, or what you call the left, any one of them, or those that you call on the right, okay, there's no difference, which one of them has delegated authority to attack the First Amendment? 1-866-582-9933. They're legislators according to what? Law. If it contradicts the law, it's not law. It either conforms to the law of God, or it can't be considered law. It's null and void. Just ask Moses above their heads. In federal government in Washington, D.C., because we see them everywhere. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Notice that in every state, The state preambles start out acknowledging God. They mean to get rid of the stumbling block, the rock of offense. Hey, folks, that is absolutely ridiculous. It will never happen in a million years. It's been said, well, it's the end of the age. The seed of the righteous, Scripture testifies to your face that the seed of the righteous is forever. And he's in the generation of the righteous. He's just looking for those that will act upon his words and meet him on his terms. So we can test his resources that he desires us to test. Now, today. He did it for one generation, friends. He'll do it for this generation. But you got to first be willing to put your dukes up lawfully, right? We're talking about the bill, the unconstitutional, un-American, unlawful bill called the Equality Act. They want to expand the definition of the word sex in the Civil Rights Act. It's interesting, friends. That Martin Luther King, I do a show on this, but Martin Luther King said we're not to be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. They don't want to talk about the content of their characters when we're talking about gender identity and sexual orientation, which, by the way, they have created this war to further divide the American people. Mark 3:25. The AFA reports the result will unleash radical liberals to attack those whose faith teaches that marriage is only between one man and one woman and that sexual identity of male and female is fixed. Biological fact. No getting away from it. Okay? And keep in mind, Donald Trump's out there on the head of the LGBT parades. Right? How does that serve you, idolaters? When are you going to wake up to what's going on here? On the left, as you call it, they're creating equality bills to suppress freedom of speech. And who's heading up the charge? Donald Trump, the head of the LGBT communities, celebrating their diversity. Yeah, celebrating their diversity. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Why is it illegal? I'm going to get to that in a moment. By government edict, unlawful government edict, this runs counter to American government. Business owners, employees, and customers alike will be subject to a radical LGBT agenda. Female business owners, customers, and employees would then be forced to share their privacy in restrooms and dressing rooms with men who claim to be women. Friends, is this your government? You want to see the mind of this government, friends, which runs contrary to who we are as a people? Here you have it. Female business owners and customers, employees would then be forced to share their privacy in restrooms and dressing rooms with men who claim to be women. These are the people that want absolute control and rule over you, friends. By government edict, healthcare providers and professionals would be forced to perform gender transition procedures, sex changes, and provide medical services, hormone therapy, that would violate their moral and religious convictions. Hey, folks, you have 35 jihadi camps in America. You have a $22 trillion deficit. You have babies being murdered in the womb to the equivalent to 3,000 to 4,000. That's just the tip of the iceberg concerning the issues that you have today. And your government is taking time to push through a bill that would attack your First Amendment God-given rights. And furthermore, remember, your rights were not given to you by the state. They're given to you by God. And those that are attempting to pass these bills work for you, but they're trying to force you into submission to their will. Amusement parks, recreation centers, skating rinks, and daycare centers will be forced to employ people who values on sexual deviates from those of their employer. By the way, we've seen this head of this organization called Disney. I'll tell you what, this guy's a piece of work. But weren't they just busted a couple years ago? Major pedophile ring, along with Universal Parks. And they keep going on with them bad selves. They even got Gay Day at Disney. Friends, I cannot in good conscience support these people. The only reason they're doing what they're doing is because they see that people don't care. Once they know that you care, they'll correct themselves. And the church doesn't care because they're the ones with gay flags up above the pulpits, right, in place of the crucified Christ. You know, what did Paul say? He was evidently set forth and crucified, right? Christ was. He has his eyes fixed on Christ. He talked about being crucified to the world and the world crucified to me. And for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. That's what that cross stands for on top of the church. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, you are a dead man walking, a dead woman walking. And the only time you walk is when you're moved by the Holy Spirit to be clothed in Christ, doing His will on this earth as it is in heaven. Okay? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Okay? But look what they're talking about here. They're forcing all of these companies and people to submit to their will. And again, the homosexuals are merely being used. Just look to Europe. And who's in control now? The Muslims are right behind them. Okay? Adoption and foster care agencies will be forced to place children in same-sex households and into homes of individuals suffering from gender confusion. Hey, folks, you've crossed the line. I want to tell you this, friends. In your government, in what you've allowed the government to do, they've crossed the line long ago. Okay? You've crossed the line. Because this is aimed at children. Look at public schools today. Just like I said 15 years ago, what is this all about? It's about the kids. I was crazy. I was nuts, they said. Hater, bigot! Hey, friends, little 11-year-old boy now being used as a front person, spokesperson for companies. A little boy dressed as a girl. ABC flaunts him around. Now he's in gay bars in New York receiving money from those that he's dancing for. That's a felony, America. They want to force everybody into submission to this. Okay? Once you advocate, listen carefully, once you advocate what God condemns, you're asking for it. In America, you're asking for it. You're daring the justice of God by what you tolerate concerning corrupt politicians. And here you have the mind of your representatives, right here. This includes Donald Trump, who's on the head of the LGBT parade. Adoption and foster care agencies will be forced to place children into same-sex households and into homes of individuals suffering from gender confusion. Why are they confused? Because you're allowing a small portion of the population to confuse those kids. Tell them what's right. No, we better not do that. I don't want to hurt them emotionally. You're going to heal them emotionally. The kid comes in and he's got a broken arm. And he's screaming up and down. I don't care that he's screaming up and down. If I'm a doctor and I know that I have to re-break the arm to set it right, then I got to do what I got to do. Listen to this. College and professional sports stadiums would be required to open its restrooms to either sex. Hey, friends, you can mark my words. You let them do what they do, and I don't care what they say that you better do. You can mark my words. This is going to start and spark a revolt like they've never seen before. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to hit making criminals out of law abiders. Why is it illegal in the first place? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, President Trump tweeted, "The Trump economy is setting records and has a long way to go. However, if anyone takes over for me in 2020, I know the competition very well, there will be a market crash the likes no one which has seen before. During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Senator from Maryland Ben Cardin reacted to that tweet.
Obviously, I disagree with President Trump. It's not the first time I've disagreed with him. I can tell you this. President Obama and the Congress, last Congress deserves credit for planting the seeds for the growth in our economy.
Four Democratic presidential candidates are taking part in a Black Economic Alliance forum in Charleston, South Carolina, including former Texas Congressman Robert O'Rourke.
We were talking about, I was listening to the disparity in enforcement, for example, of our drug laws.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Thank you to my live chat friends right now that are watching us over at Before It's News. Michael Roach, thank you for your trust, brother. We totally appreciate it. But people are watching live right now, and I have live chat. And I have several questions and comments being made all the time, and I totally love it. You just get me thinking, and it's something that I can answer. But on the other hand, if you'd like to call in, you can do that too. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about what's being sold to the American people as the Equality Bill. Okay, S-788. I was just highlighting the AFA's fleece. The Equality Act is a religious liberty wrecking ball. It totally is. It's aimed at suppressing free speech so you can no longer speak out against the crimes of those that are committing the crimes. That's what this is all about, friends. Okay, they're attempting to normalize the crime. They want to create America without God. It's just not going to fly. You go ahead and pound all you want, evil and wicked man. Listen to me carefully. You keep pounding with your bad self because you're the hammer. The church is the anvil. The hammer will be removed and replaced. The anvil goes nowhere, regardless if I'm the one sitting here or not. The Holy Ghost will not be straightened or limited by the church, by the professors in government that call themselves representatives of not we the people, but of special interest groups. I will, if I am to be removed, rest assured the Holy Ghost will always have his way, regardless of who he uses. Period. And by the grace of God, I'm not going nowhere. By the grace of God. Okay? This is all aimed at normalizing. And keep in mind, friends, I'm the same in parallel to what's going on here. The pedophiles are looking for their rights that God never gave them neither. You need to listen to the verbiage. And look at the wordplay these criminals use to strip Americans away from their God-given rights. They want to normalize the crime, friends. It was reported by AFA, and I want you to listen to and pay attention to the hypocrisy here. The Democratic Party has clearly laid out their intent to force Christians into subjugation to radical sexual deviancy. Okay? The party's platform states, we support a progressive vision of religious freedom that respects pluralism and rejects the misuse of religion to discriminate. What's the difference, AFA, my friends over there? What is the difference between what they're doing and what the President of the United States of America is doing today? Nothing! They're both being used to push forth the agenda at the same time. Friends, I thought there was a left-right paradigm. I thought the left was bad and the right was good. There is no difference. We're ruled by law. And the law deals with every one of these, regardless if they're on the right or the left. And if we put right into the proper definition, friends, if there was a right, there would be no left. But the right is not doing the right thing all the time. And what you call conservatives today, without a doubt, has been revised and watered down. Because today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals in so many different ways. Friends, if they're not preaching the word of God, namely the law and the prophets, I wouldn't hear a word they have to say anymore. We, as a church, need to get back to the law and to the prophets today. And understand why God gave that law, which is totally in parallel. The two sciences run together. God's moral law and our constitutional rights that God has bestowed upon us through the enumerated laws that preserve our freedoms. Okay? These criminals mean to tear away at your freedoms. They mean to enslave you, to suppress you, to shut you up. You better do this or else this is what we're going to do. We're going to come in and plunder. Hey, friends, I got another question for you. Who's advancing all of these agendas? Is this coming from one gay kid? Two gay kids? Or is this your government, just like I said, along with help, hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media, creating all of this unlaw in America? Who's creating this warfare, friends, more than your said representatives and the CIA-controlled media? Just asking. Just asking. Nobody. And wasn't it the fourth president of the United States of America that said, no country can endure continual warfare? We are inundated by the CIA's by the way, their reputation, friends, is that of what? Not only the fact, they're not even supposed to be domestic. They're supposed to be without, not within. Here, let me give you a little reputation with these guys, okay? To destabilize countries, this is what they do. Go back to the buck stops here, President Harry Truman. He said back in 47, I'd have had nothing to do with the CIA. He called it the American version of the Gestapo. Anybody know anything about the pink swastika? Did you know that Adolf Hitler's SS were sodomites, homosexuals? If you haven't taken the time, do yourself a favor and go online and pick up that book called The Pink Swastika. Know a little bit about history, friends. And also keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama appointed 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders to government positions, along with Alina Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, who's responsible, who is now on the Supreme Court, who has never judged a case a day in her life, who is responsible for attacking American military. She was teed up for this time, friends, by Obama for Donald Trump. Okay? She's known for queerifying Harvard. And you should see some of the sick things. We've done a show on this. The sick things that she has surrounded, the sick people that she has surrounded herself with. Oh, my goodness. And there she sits. And it's not just her. It's what the people. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Now, let's get to this. Making criminals out of law abiders. No doubt, Donald Trump's presidency is a clear exhibition of the counterfeit Christians on a global scale. Read Matthew 7, 21, verse 23. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Don't ever forget that. That's what got him crucified. But Donald Trump's presidency is a clear exhibition of the counterfeit Christians on a global scale, where you find that these professors falling in line with what Donald says more so than what the Word of God declares. And remember, this is the same president that said he never had a need to ask for forgiveness. Yet Scripture testifies to his narcissism, his arrogance, his pride, Isaiah 14, and his self-righteous face. Remember in 1 John 1:10, it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. Ooh, that is a dangerous game to play. Ah, folks, we're not called to be respecter of persons. Our Father isn't. And if we want to truly respect the office of the President of the United States of America, then we need to begin to call him out for his crimes against God and we the people. And his hypocrisies, because he's a hypocrite to the max. Donald Trump is advocating what God clearly condemns, and so are all of his followers. Attempting to create a world without their creator, it's not going to end well, friends, as I said earlier. Matter of fact, Donald Trump is now on a campaign to decriminalize sodomy and those that are on the Lord's side when it comes to enforcing the laws that condemn sodomy, homosexuality. And as a matter of fact, he urges the world to follow in pursuit. Just think about this. Hey, friends, a global scale, for those that are decrying the fact that Donald Trump is not a globalist, what is he doing? On a global scale. Well, I thought the United States of America is this little demographic on this big, huge globe that we have, which is one of seven continents. I didn't know that he was the president of the world. But we've seen this coming from the Bushes. We've seen this coming from Barack Hussein Obama. And all of this has been teed up for Donald Trump, just like Donald Trump is teeing up gun control for the next administration. Mark my words. Hey, friends, do yourself a favor and mark my words. Because when we're there, I just had my son today come up to me and say, Dad, I see people are starting to say what you've been saying for a long time. Yep, that's the history of this ministry. At first, you're crazy. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm not sure about that. Then all of a sudden, hey, I got to tell you something. Instead of listening right away and reading the Word of God and making reference to it, understanding through history what's coming if we don't take heed to the Word of God, this is what's going to happen. And now we're rolling into those times. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Read it on. Comes in stages, friends. I mean, just think about that. These followers of Donald Trump, they're hypocrites. I mean, it's these same people that were exhibited, these hypocrites were exposed when criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration was advocating for what they gave lip service in condemning at that time. When he was advocating the homosexual agenda, they were mad at him. You can't do that. Now that Donald's doing it, these idolaters have given a green light to go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Donald's right, not the Word of God, but Donald's right. Donald counters the Word of God, but Donald's right and God's wrong. That's a bad, bad mixture, friends. Bad, bad. Hypocrites, pretenders. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. Now, knowing that Obama's administration was teeing this up for this current administration, look what Donald's doing now. It's illegal in every state of our union, in state statute throughout the, I checked it this morning, throughout the United States, it is called crimes against nature, directly taken from Scripture, Romans 1, 26 through 32. You got a bunch of people that are trying to do something that others couldn't do in your country, America, and how is it serving you? It's not serving you, it's serving their agenda. And what they don't realize is at the end of the day, it's to all of our demise if we allow this. If you have not read or taken the time to watch Conspiracy Silence, friends, go online, Conspiracy of Silence. You'll understand why these bills are being passed. You'll understand why they're being passed. Because they're guilty of the crime. Okay? A pedophile ring. They were stealing boys from Nebraska, Boys Town, orphans, boys. They'd get them involved in the party life. They'd get them hooked on drugs and booze. And then they started to sell these homeless boys, these orphans, to politicians in Washington, D.C. Okay, you can watch the video. You can talk. You can listen to the kids talk. You listen to the eyewitnesses talk about what happened. And notice that most people that are listening to me now have never heard about this. But this is where it's coming from. I'm going to further solidify that in one moment. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the Equality Act, which has nothing to do with equality, at least according to law. And they're trying to hitch their wagon to that of the Civil Rights Movement of 1964. You should see the mind of those that are creating these bills, friends. Then you'll understand conspiracy of silence. You'll understand the pedophile rings that are going on throughout Washington, D.C. This was all exposed under Ronald Reagan's administration. And the Bushes have been implicated. Others have been implicated. And the kids will tell you. Now, several of them died telling you what happened. And we're talking about child trafficking in America today. Well, where is that happening? If it's happening within, it's because your government's not doing their job. Or they're not who they really seem to sell themselves out to be to the American people. Now, I want to lay this question to you because this is the final segment. I want to lay this to you and ask you the question, why does God's moral law condemn sodomy? I mean, it's outside of common sense. If we didn't have a father and a mother, none of us would be here today, right? It's how God created us. He made us male and female. Well, the Bible tells us to look to the fruit of these people, anybody, to judge them by knowing their fruit in righteous judgment. Read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. We again are to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Why is it illegal? First of all, the top U.S. serial killers, did you know, were sodomites? You've all heard of Jeffrey Dahmer. You probably didn't know Jeffrey Dahmer was known as the Milwaukee Cannibal of the Milwaukee Monster, one of the two, who raped, murdered, and dismembered 17 men and boys from 1978 to 1991. Many of his later murders involved necrophilia, sex with the dead. Okay. Cannibalism and permanent preservation of body parts. He allured men to his home from gay bars, homosexual bars. Donald Harvey claimed 37 victims in Kentucky, just to show you the severity of why God has condemned sodomy. Donald Harvey claimed 37 victims in Kentucky. John Wayne Gacy, you probably heard of this guy. He used to dress up as a clown to allure kids onto him. Friends, beware. Keep your eyes on your kids. Beware of those adults that like to be around kids. Judge them by their fruit. Prove them that want to be around kids. Test them, those that want to be around kids, friends. Test them. Know who they are. Don't leave them unattended. John Wayne Gacy raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard. He was a sodomite. Patrick Kearney accounted for 32, cutting his victims into small pieces after having sex with them and then leaving them in trash bags along the freeway in Los Angeles. Why does God condemn this? A gay sex murder torture ring, Correll, Henley, and Brooks, sent 27 Texas men and boys to their graves. All three of them were homosexuals. They were pedophiles. One, Corona, was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers. He made love with their dead corpses. Why is your government trying to advocate for this kind of a lifestyle that God condemns? Either you remove the corrupt politicians or else you are lost. Governments in countries are destroyed because the people don't lawfully deal with corrupt representatives. The Bible tells us in Matthew 18:6, they crossed the line. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him to take a millstone and hang it around about his neck, that he were drowned in the depths of the sea, rather than to offend one of these little ones. A former big brother, by the way, when I was a kid, I was raised up, both me and my brother. Two brothers were adopted out. Just getting a little personal with you. And both me and my brother had big brothers from an organization called Big Brothers. You know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters for fatherless or motherless kids. And one of them just happened to be a sodomite who liked to zero in on kids. And if I knew what I knew now, I'd go back in record and I would find him and I would have him prosecuted for what he attempted to do. But a former Big Brother, Big Sisters volunteer, one from each organization, were arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years of age. The pederast sodomite crime, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in State, and the victim was believed to be his little brother from that organization. I'm telling you why, friends, this is illegal. It's a felony. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the U.S. had made allegations of child sex abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my goodness. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man that ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. Sam, we good? Did you hear what I said? High-profile attorney Aaron Biber from Minnesota was sentenced to... They want you to normalize this, friends. How dare you speak out against their crimes? Look at Tommy Robinson in the UK right now. He's trying to expose, in this case, Muslim pedophile rings there. And what is the government and the media doing? They're suppressing and making Tommy Robinson the enemy rather than the victim. He's standing up for the kids over there. What are they doing? They're demonizing him. They're polarizing him. They're trying to incriminate him. Look at that country. That's all they have to do is open their eyes. Folks, they're gone. They're gone. They're totally overtaken now. And just think about it. Your president's over there high-fiving the LGBT communities. And the Muslims have completely conquered them using the sodomites and the lesbians as a stepping stone. High-profile attorney Aaron Bibber from Minnesota was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy whom police said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. It just happened to be his son's best friend. What have you been feeding on, dog? Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman said that this is one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Why is it illegal? In 2010, former Minneapolis Parks police captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 47,000 pornographic images on his hard drive and DVDs in his home. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1980. Well, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, but Bradley, what about those hate crimes? Why is it illegal, friends? Oh, by the way, let me highlight this while I have the time. Outside of the statistics that I just shared with you, friends, and I'm taking it in stride, but this may help explain as to why you're being rolled over upon to establish a new world order. We had Brian Bender from The Globe on the radio with us back then. In 2006, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, which conducts internet pornography investigations, produced a list of 5,200 Pentagon employees suspected of viewing child pornography and asked the Pentagon to review it. But the Pentagon, because they're extorted men, The people that were downloading this stuff to their computers would videotape them watching this and probably in the act, so they could extort them. Do what I say, or this is what we're going to do. We're going to out you. But the Pentagon checked out only about two-thirds of the names, unearthing roughly 300 defense and intelligence employees who allegedly had viewed child pornography on their work or home computers. This is the Defense Department, friends, at the Pentagon. 5,200 members were downloading child pornography. The defense investigators failed to check an additional 1,700 names on the list. Defense officials have revealed in correspondence with Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa. By the way, downloading child pornography is a federal crime. We also know that the FBI is throwing their downloading child pornography onto their opposition, their political opposition, to incriminate them, criminalize them through a project called Pacifier. The federal government is downloading child pornography onto people's computers, friends, to incriminate them, to charge them for child pornography. When in fact, I'm telling you where this is coming from. Downloading child pornography is a federal crime punishable by prison sentences for 5 to 20 years. They're trying to normalize this, friends, under these bills. Oh, that's not what that's about. Oh, my goodness. Look at the crimes and line it up to the wording they used here, friends. Female business owners, customers, and employees would then be forced to share their privacy in a restroom, dressing rooms with men who claim to be women. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, friends. This coming from the mind of those that you call representatives. And the President of the United States of America says, well, you know what? I'm going to be over here and I'm going to help decriminalize this on a global scale as I trophy their movement. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.